Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Erevin Daf Samach Vav. We left off in Daf Samach Hayam and Beis. We are at Rabbi Chanina Bar Yosef and Rabbi Chia Bar Abba of Rabbi Asi. About, 10 lines from the end of the page. First word on the line is Rabbi Chanina. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Jeremy Herskowitz for the yard site of his grandfather, Sidney Gettenberg, Yisrael Ben Shmuel, Alav Shalom, Ben Sham Shav and Aliyah. And we thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to discuss today is whether you can do a Schiras Rishus on Shabbos itself, meaning we're talking about how the only way to handle the issue of having a non-Jew within the area of your Eruv is by Schiras Rishus. The non-Jew cannot participate in an Eruv, nor can there be Bittel Rishus. You need to do a Schiras Rishus. But can you do that even when Shabbos has already started? And the Gemara is going to discuss whether the rules of Schiras Rishus are more similar to the rules of Eruv, or whether they're more similar to the rules of Bittel Rishus. We're in fact going to identify exactly three ways in which the rules of Schiras Rishus are similar to the rules of an Eruv, Lekula. Then the Gemara is going to have three different rules of Shmuel with regard to Bittel Rishus, and we're going to elaborate on each of the three rules of Shmuel. We're going to explain each of Shmuel's rules about Bittel Rishus. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about the notion of being Mevatel Rishus from one Chatzer to another chatzer, or being mevatel rishus not in a chatzer but in a churva, and we're going to see in machlokas amarayim whether bittel rishus works under such circumstances. So let's begin again about 10 lines from the end of the page. First one line is Rabbi Chanina. Says the Gemara the following story. Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Asi, Iklulu Punduk. The three of them ended up in the same place over Shabbos, and it was a place that belonged to a guy, and that guy was not in the Chatzar on Shabbos, so they made an Erev between the three of them, and therefore they were now allowed to carry in the Chatzar, because there was no guy there to Aser on them. So the Asa Nachri married the Punduk b'Shabbata, but then the Nachri, who owned that hotel, came home on Shabbos. He arrived on Shabbos, and through that, their Eruv became batel, and now they're not allowed to carry in the Chatzer unless there's Socher Nishus from the Nachri. So Amru, Ma'u Lemegar Mine. So the Shaila was raised. Can now, on Shabbos, could we be Socher the Chatzer from him in order to be Matir Otzah in the Chatzer? Well, wait a second. Once they're Socher the Chatzer from the Nachri, it's still going to be Aser Ba'otzah, because as soon as the Nachri came home, their Eruv became batel. So they don't have a valid Eruv anymore. So it's not going to solve the problem. They can't make an Erev because you can't make an Erev on Shabbos itself, but they would still have the possibility of doing a Bittel Rishus between themselves. So if they could do a Schiras Rishus on Shabbos from the Nachri, they would then do a Bittel Rishus among themselves, and through that, at least the person that they were Mevatel for would be allowed to carry out the Hotzah would be Mutter, at least for that person that they were Mevatel for. So that was the Shaila, can they do the Schiras Rishus on Shabbos? Now with the Tosos points out, and the Tosos Rush points out, that wait a second, shouldn't there be a problem of Schiras Rishus because it's Doma Lemekach Umemkar? You're not allowed to engage in transactions on Shabbos, so we're going to do a Schiras Rishus on Shabbos. So Tosos writes, from the Tosa Rush also, something along the lines that it's not an issue of Mecha Chumemkar because it's not Dome Le Mecha Chumemkar, it's more like a Matana because it's only being done in order to be Metaltel in the Chatzar. The Rambam gives an explanation, and the Rambam in the second paragraph of Hilchos Erevin writes, because the Schiras Rishus is not really a Schiras Gemura, it's only done as a hecker, it's not a real rental, no one's really renting anything to anybody, it's just a way of recognizing and remembering that there is a din of Erevin and that things are not automatic. Mutter, and that's the whole function of a Schiras Rishus. And that's what the Magen Avraham writes in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Pei, that from the Gemara later on we see that being Makna Rishus on Shabbos is Aser, even if it's only Litzorach Tiltel. And the reason for the Heter over here is based on what the Gemara said in Dav Samach Beis Amud Aleph, that really a Diras Nachri is Lo Shmadira. Really, the fact that a Nachri lives there shouldn't have any impact on the Chatzar. Why then did Chazal require a Schiras Rishus? A Gzeira Shema It's a gezerah that you might come to learn from him if you're in such close proximity to a Nachri. So in order to counteract that concern, you don't need a real kinyan. You just need some sort of hacker to let it be known, just to make it tedious. That's the whole point, is to make it difficult to live with a Nachri, that you have to go through this process of Schiras Rishus. But it doesn't have to be a Schiras Gemura, because it's not transactionally, nothing really has to happen. He doesn't aser on you anyhow, really, Meikra. Din. So that's how the Magen Avraham explains why we're allowed to do this Schirus Rishos. But it's so fascinating that Tulsa says the reason you're allowed to do it is because it's not really a Schirus, it's more like a Matana. So the Chak Yaakov in Hilchas Pesach and Siman Tav Mem Dalet says, ooh, you see from this Tulsos that if someone forgot to sell Chametz to an Achri on an Erev Pesach, Eschal B'Shabbos that year, and he forgot to sell the Chametz before Shabbos, that you could do it on Shabbos itself also. Because it's just like you could do a Schirus L'Rishos to an Achri on Shabbos, so you could do a Schirus, you could do a Mechirus Chametz on Shabbos. So Prim Gadim says, what are you talking about? How could you say such a thing? When it comes to Mechirus Chametz, you need to do a real binding Mechira. Over here, it's a Heker B'Alma. Over here, it's just, it doesn't need a real Schirus Gemura. How can you possibly compare the two? In Avodas HaGershuni, in the Tshuvas Avodas HaGershuni, Simon Chavdalid, he explains, Tosos, that the Heter is because the Schirus is only like a Matana. He says, well, wait a second. That seems to be making an assumption. That seems to be assuming that Matana is Mutter on Shabbos, that you're allowed to give Matanos on Shabbos. Shara Melech points out that the Beis Yosef and Aruch Chaim, Simon Tavkov Chav Zayin, learns from a Mordechai in Maseches Beitza that Minasinas Matana is Asar on Shabbos as well. And even if you don't do a Kinyan Sudar, so it has to be that Kavana, what Tosos means to say over here is that since his Kavana in the Schirus is not to give the Nachri anything, his Kavana is really just to benefit for himself so that he'll be allowed to be Metaltal in the Chatzar, that's not included in the violation of Gzeira Mishum Mekach Umemkar. But generally, when you're intending to give a Matana to somebody, when you're trying to give a Matana to somebody, that Taka would be Aser on Shabbos to give a Matana. So that's what we generally assume, that even giving Matanos on Shabbos is problematic. So the question is there such a heter to give a matana litzorich mitzvah? The Chasam Sofer in his Ha'aris on the side of the Shulchan Aruch writes that you're allowed to give a matana on Shabbos to the Rav that's Doresh, because that's Kavanah Torah and Teferis and Chibuv HaMitzvah, and anything that's litzorich mitzvah you're allowed to give a matana on Shabbos. That's based on Rishonim. The Mordechai says that you're allowed to be makna on Yom Tov Mishum Mitzvah, a lulav and esrog. You could be Yotze, everyone could be Yotze with the same lulav and esrog, with the matana al menas ha'achzer. Ah, mekach memker, how could you do that on Yom Rishon when you need lachem? You're going to go giving around the lulav and esrog? No, but it's l'tzorech mitzvah. So l'tzorech mitzvah, you're allowed to give a matana. That's the heter to give a matana. In many shuls, they have a practice that the rabbi gives a matana on behalf of the shul to the bar mitzvah boy at his bar mitzvah on Shabbos. So how are you allowed to do that? So the heter that they use, Shri Deish, right, in the tshuva, is that it's l'tzorech mitzvah. What's l'tzorech mitzvah? He needs this so terribly, he's not going to know how to read from the Sefer anyway for a little while. So what's the great tzorech mitzvah? No, it's to encourage him to be to take his new life of chiyuv and mitzvos very seriously. The poskim discuss how exactly we do this schirus, meaning we do have to avoid any surim of mekach memkar over here, or any surim of muksa, or any less. So the Ravon and the Ravid both quoted in the Mishnah Brura in Siman Shin Pei Beis Sivkan Chav Beis say that you give a food item or some other object that's not muktzah on Shabbos, but you can't give money, because if you give money, that's obviously going to be muktzah. The Ravan then writes, you could also be socher by promising to pay him later, meaning make the schirus with money, and just give a promise that you'll pay him after Shabbos for what you owe him. But the Sharetzion wonders how you could do that. Where's the kinyan schirus with a haftacha? You can have a kinyan schirus with a promise? We don't have such a thing that you can have a kinyan schirus with a promise alone. So that's as far as just the technicality of how we could do the matana. But we had mentioned that as soon as the Nachri comes, their Eruv is batel anyway. Now, even though it's true, the halacha is, Tosus points out, that an Eruv that's chal, when Shabbos begins, does not become batel. But over here, we knew at the very outset that it's possible that this Eruv is not going to last, because we know that there's a Nachri that owns this property and that may come home at any time. He has no travel restrictions on Shabbos. It's not like a Jew who's outside of the Tchum or something. We know he can come home at any time. So since we knew at the time of the Chalosa Eruv that the Eruv might become Batel, so therefore the Eruv actually can become Batel. So that's what the Rishonim derive, the Agah, in the Tosos, points out if one of the Bnei HaChatzar was a Goses when Shabbos started, and he participates in the Eruv with the other Bnei HaChatzar, and then he dies on Shabbos, since Rov Gosim Lemisa, and the Eruv was omid lis batel, the Eruv is in fact batel when he dies, as opposed to a person who dies suddenly, the Eruv is not going to be batel. What's the difference? If the person dies suddenly, there was no anticipation of that happening, and therefore when the Eruv is
chal on Erev Shabbos. The Erev remains intact throughout Shabbos. But if it was a goseis, they should have been able to predict that he was going to die. So even when they set the Erev up in the first place, they knew that there was a good chance that this Erev was not going to work out. The Bir Halacha discusses what about the following. If the Nachri was home before Shabbos and they're able to do a Schirus from him, do you have to make sure to do the Schirus before the Erev? Meaning, do we assume that the Erev is, everything has to be in place already in order for the Erev to be done? Can you say, no, the Erev is anyway not going to be Chal until Shabbos starts. So I could do the mechanics, I could take care of taking the box of matzahs and whatever and setting up the Erev even before I do a Schirus Roshos from a Nachri. So that's a suffix in the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says, L'chadchila, really you should do the Schirus before the Erev, but b'diavad it would work even if you do the Erev before the Schirus, provided that all of that is done on Erev Shabbos. Good, so that is, all of this, by the way, is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. So what's going on? You have a Nachri shows up in the middle of Shabbos, and now they want to know, can they do a Schirus Roshos? The Schirus Roshos, by definition, or the Nachri showing up, by definition, is going to ruin their Erev anyway, and the only question of doing the Schirus Roshos is that now they'll be able to do a Bittul Roshos to each other that will allow for Tiltel. Tosfos raises the question, if anyway they're going to have to be Mevatel Roshos to one of them, why do they need a Schirus? We said previously on Samach Gimel and Beis that when you're the Bnei Chatzar Mevatel Roshos to one member of the Chatzar, so then it becomes a Yachid B'Makom Nachri. And the rule is, when you have a Yachid B'Makom Nachri, it was a Machlokas Tanayim, Machlokas Ramein, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, whether a Yachid B'Makom Nachri asers, but we assume, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, not like Rabbi Meir, that when it's one Jew and a Nachri, that there's no problem to begin with, that there's no, because it's such a Milsalo Shchicha that one Jew is going to live together with the Nachri, that they didn't have to make a Gezerah that Shema Yilmadu Mima Asav. So Tosfos asks, I don't understand, if anyway they're going to have to do a Bittul Roshos to one guy, so what does the Bittul Roshos accomplish? It makes it that there's only one real resident of the Chatzar. He happens to have a lot of guests, so all the other residents of the Chatzar become his guests, right? But if there's really only one resident of the Chatzar, so now it's a Yachid B'makom Nachri, so why would we even need a Schirus Roshos? So Tosa says that could be that ain't bitul, that bitul to Yachid does not make him a Yachid B'makom Nachri because of the Chashash that maybe Tispatel Torah's Eruv from that place, and you can't be Mechalik whether the Nachri is Misratz or not Misratz. It has to be that the concern is still there, that people are going to forget the concept of Eruv. Or he says maybe our Sugi is assuming like Reb Meir, meaning he was a Machlok Tanayim, so it could be that our entire sugi is going like Reb Meir. So anyway, going back to, we didn't get very far over here. The shaila was, the goy shows up on Shabbos. I want to know, can I do Schirus Roshos on Shabbos? So the two tzadim are, socher kema ariv dami, do I assume that a socher has the din of, is similar, the Schirus Roshos is similar to making an eruv, mama ariv mi bod yom, af socher mi bod yom, and therefore just like an eruv has to be done on Erev Shabbos, so too Schirus Roshos has to be done on Erev Shabbos. Or maybe Schirus Roshos is a similar mechanism to Bittul Roshos that we have by Jews. So just like Bittul Roshos could even be done on Shabbos, maybe Schirus Roshos could be done on Shabbos as well. So Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef Amar Niskar. Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef says, yes, you could do the Schirus Roshos on Shabbos. Rabbi Yassi Amar, lo Niskar. No, you cannot do the Schirus Roshos on Shabbos. So Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Abba Nismach al Devri Zaken. He said, let's rely on the Zaken and Chanina bar Yosef, v'niskar, and we could do Schirus Roshos on Shabbos. So afterwards, also Shailu Leil Rabbi Yochanan, they went and they asked Rabbi Yochanan whether that was correct or not, whether they were able to do Schirus Roshos on Shabbos. So Amalan, Yafas Yisim Shaschartem. Yeah, it was a great idea. It works even on Shabbos to do a Schirus Roshos. So Tolba and Ardai, the Chacham and Arda were wondering about this. So Miyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really hold you could do Schirus Roshos on Shabbos? What were the two tzadim of the Suffolk? If you're saying you could do a Schirus Roshos on Shabbos, it means that you hold Schirus Roshos is like Bittul Roshos and not like Erevin. If it were like making an Erev, you'd have to do Ramatzai Shabbos. Mam Rabbi Yochanan Socher Kema Arev Dami, but Rabbi Yochanan said explicitly that Schirus Roshos is just like Erevin. So my love, Mam Arev Mibod Yom Av Socher Mibod Yom, doesn't that therefore mean that you have to do Schirus Roshos on Erev Shabbos just like an Erev has to be done on Erev Shabbos? Says, well, lo, you're misunderstanding what he means when he says that Schirus is like Ma'ariv, is like making an Eruv. He did not say that as a Chumrah, he said that as a Kula, that in three important ways, Schirus Roshos is like an Eruv, all of them Lekula. Number one, Mama Ariv Avilu Pachs Misham Pruta, Av Socher Pachs Misham Pruta. Just like Erev could happen with Pachs Misham Pruta, so too Schirus Shus could happen with Pachs Misham Pruta. We had it in the Gemara already on Samach Beis that the reason that's true is because a guy is not Makbid, is Makbid even on Pachs Misham Pruta, and therefore for a guy it's considered Mamon, and therefore you could do a Schirus Rishus from an Achri using a Pachs Misham Pruta. That's what the Gemara said. The number of the Achronim point out, the Minchas Chinuch, the Avnei Milum, and others, that even when it comes to Yisrael giving the Mamon, and for the Yisrael it's not considered Mamon, Pachs Misham Pruta, a Jew, is not Makbid about, but since, as far as the Makabel is concerned, it is Mamon, so that's all you need for the Kinyan to be Chal. That for the Kinyan to be an effective Kinyan, you don't need it to be Mamon for both parties, you only need it to be Mamon for the Makabel. The Rambam, the second parak of Hilchos Eruvin, says that that the reason it works Pachs Misham Pruta is because it's not a Schirus Gemura. Remember, the whole Schirus is only for a hecker in the first place. The whole point, you don't need a real Schirus Gemura. That's why the Rambam said, that's why you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So that's why you're also allowed to use Pachs Misham Pruta. So the Achronim point out from the Rambam, you see, that even based on what we said, even though the Gemara said previously Pachs Misham Pruta is considered Mamon by the Nachri, it still wouldn't work under normal circumstances for a Jew to use Pachs Misham Pruta to be Kona from a Nachri, meaning unlike what it sounds like from Tosos, that's us, from the simple reading of the Gemara, rather, that Pachs Misham Pruta is not money for the Jew, but is money for the Nachri, and therefore, since it's money for the Nachri, you could do a Kinyan with it. No, according to the Rambam, the fact that it's not money for the Jew would prevent it from being an effective Kinyan, and the only reason this works is because you don't really need an effective Kinyan. You only need a Hecker Bialma and Pachs Misham Pruta would suffice as a Hecker Bialma. So that's as far as Pachs, that's as one halacha that Rabbi Yochanan meant to say when he said Schirus Shus is like an Eruv. A Kula that you can use Pachs Misham Pruta. Second Kula, second way that Schirus Shus is like an Eruv Lekula, Umama Ariv Afilu Schiru Lekito, just like when you make an Eruv, you could make the Eruv through Schiro Lekito through a worker of the resident of the Chatzer, not with the resident himself who lives in the Chatzer. What does it mean, Schiro versus Lekito? So Rashi had said back on Samach Dalet that a Sakhir is someone who works throughout the whole year for the Balabai. So Lekito is someone who you have a higher dafka during busy season. So that during the harvesting season, so they would hire some extra farmhands to help out with the harvest. But that's also good enough. If they live in the Chatzer, when the Nachri lives in the Chatzer, they could be Ma'ariv with the Schiro Lekito instead of, so too with the Nachri, you could be Socher Shos with the Schiro Lekito. Av Socher Afilu Schiro Lekito. And then a third halacha that Schiro Shos is like an Eruv, Umma Ma'ariv Chamisha Shurim B'Chatzer Achas Echad Ma'ariv Al Yidei Kulan. Just like by an Eruv, if five Jews live in the same Chatzer, one of them could represent all of the Bnei Chatzer to make an Eruv with someone, with a neighboring Chatzer. If this Chatzer wants to join together with a neighboring Chatzer, they don't all five have to go to participate in that Eruv. You could have one of them represent the group and make the Eruv together with the rest of the Chatzer. So Chanami, when it comes to Schirus Shus also, Chamisha Shashruyin B'Chatzer Achas, if you have five Jews that live in a Chatzer with the Nachri, Echot Socher Alidei Kulan, you could have one person that does the Schirus Shus on behalf of everybody from the Nachri. You don't have to have everyone have that conversation with the Nachri and everyone do their own individual Schirus Shus. The post can point out that this does not work midin shlichus, meaning that there's no chiddush if it works midin shlichus. Of course, you could have a shliach. The point is, even without shlichus, even without the mechanism of shlichus, you could have just one Jewish representative of the chatzar to perform the schirus rishus. That's the raya the Chazanish brings in Simon Pei Dalid, that if he becomes a shliach for the socher, then you could be socher even if you're not one of the bnei chatzar. What did the Gemara say over here? You have five bnei chatzar. One of them could do the schirus rishus for everybody. Why does it have to be one of those five? I can make anybody a shliach. It could be someone from outside of the chatzar. Elamai, the fact that we're saying that it's one of the bnei chatzar, that seems to indicate that this is not really a din of shlichus. And also, if it were a din of shlichus, there would be no chiddush in the whole din. Of course, it works if you do a din of shlichus. So it has to be that this is that even though he's being socher for himself, it works on behalf of everybody. Because once one of them does the schirus, so the chacham mar mafkia the dira of the Nachri to the extent extent that it ever existed. It only existed on a Drabana level to begin with, so that's good enough to be Mafkia, the Dira of the Nachri. So that's the third Kula that Rabbi Yochanan had in mind when he compares Schirus to Ma'ariv. But really, as far as the timing of Schirus Rishus, in that way it's like Bittul Rishus, that Schirus Rishus could even be done on Shabbos. So we said, if the Nachri comes on Shabbos to his Chatzar and the Erev becomes Batel, so those who live in the Chatzar could be Socher Rishus on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yochanan. And the Toelus in doing that is that then they will be able to be Mevatel Rishus in order to allow that person to be Motzi into the Chatzar. So Gemara discusses if it's really possible to be Mevatel Rishus in such a case. Taiba Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar wonders about this. He criticized this din when he heard this in the Beis Medrash. So Amar Rabbi Zera, mighty he at Rabbi Lazar. What was Rabbi Lazar's problem? What's wrong? So Amar Rabbi Sheshes, Gav Rabbi Rabbi Zera, lo yada mighty he at Rabbi Lazar. How do you not understand? A great person like Rabbi Zera doesn't understand what Rabbi Lazar's problem was with this halacha. Kokasha leid Shmuel Rabbi. He was obviously bothered that this goes against what his Rabbi Shmuel said. Damar Shmuel, because Shmuel defined for us three rules of Bittul Rishus, and one of these rules doesn't seem to work if you're going to assume that you could just do this this Schiras Rishus followed by a Bittul Rishus in middle of Shabbos. What were Shmuel's three rules? Number one, Kol Makom Sha'osrin Uma'arvin Mevatlin. Anytime the various residents aser on each other to be motzi into the chatzer, and they're eligible to make an Eruv together with each other, then they're also eligible to do a Bittul Rishus. We'll explain what the circumstances of that case are. Rule number two, Ma'arvin ve'ein osrin, if they're eligible to make an Eruv, but they don't aser hotza'a on each other, or rule number three, osrin ve'ein ma'arvin, if they aser on each other, but they're not eligible to make an Eruv together, then ein mevatlin, then they're not eligible for Bittul Rishus. Bittul Rishus only works if you fulfill both conditions. That it has to be Osrin and Ma'arvin, that they have to Asr on each other and that they're eligible for an Eruv. So now let's take each one of those three statements. Number one, Kalmakum Shosrin Ma'arvin Mevatlin. Whenever they Asr on each other and they can make an Eruv together, they can also do Bittul Rishus. What's the example? Kigon Shtei Chatzeros Zu Lefnimizu. If you have two Chatzeros where one is inside, one is further in than the other, and the Bnei HaChatzer HaPnimis, the people who reside in the inner Chatzer, Aser the Hotza'a on the Bnei Chatzar Achitona because they have a Zuchus Trisas HaRegel. They're able to walk through the outer Chatzar because that's their only way out, is to go through the outer Chatzar. So since they have a rite of passage through the outer Chatzar, so that creates an Iser, and they can make an Eruv with the members of the outer Chatzar, and therefore they could also be Mevatel the Rishus. They could be Mevatel their Zuchus Trisas HaRegel in the outer Chatzar, and that would work as well, and therefore the members of the outer chatzar would now be allowed to carry in their chatzar because the pnimis were mevatel rishus to them. What does that mean exactly? Mevatel rishus? Are they committing to lock themselves in their chatzar to not leave their homes for the entirety of Shabbos? Meaning their whole zuchus is just a regel, that they're able to go to the street by going through the outer chatzar, and it's their only way out. They have no other way to go through. So the Beis Yosef writes in Simshin Payal, no, it's a formality. They're saying that they're being mevatel the rishus, and therefore we're not going to do anything but just walk right through. But even though that's all they technically have rights to do, but very often as they're walking through, they would do other tashmishim in the chatzar as well. They're being mevatel that. But to be able to walk right through, that they're still maintaining over the course of Shabbos. Shmuel seconded, Ma'arvin ve'ein osrin ein mevatlin, that if they're eligible to make an Erev together, but they don't aser on each other, then they're not eligible for Bittul Rishus. So what's the case of where they're eligible to make an Erev, but they don't aser on each other? Let's say you have two chatzeros that each one opens up into a mavoy or into a rishus harabim, but there's also a doorway in between the chatzeros, meaning each chatzer can access the rishus harabim on their own without going through the other chatzer. So they're able to make an eruv together to be matir, carrying from one chatzer to the other. But since neither of them has drisa haregel on the other one, and each one could go out into the rishus harabim without passing through the other chatzer, so they don't ask around each other, meaning the presence of one chatzar has no effect on the Eruv in the other chatzar. They can make their own independent Eruvin. So therefore, they cannot do Bittul Rishus. They're not eligible for Bittul Rishus. And then the third din of Shmuel, Osrin, Ve'in Ma'arvin, Ein Mevatlin, that if they aser on each other, but they're not eligible for an Eruv with each other, then you can't do Bittul Rishus. Asuyimai, what's the case of that? Lav Lasuyei Nachri. So this is the point. This is why we're bringing this whole thing. Isn't that a case? case of a Nachri that lives with two Jewish people, and the two Jews aser on each other. They cannot make an Erev with each other either, because there's a guy that lives together with them, and an Erev doesn't work b'makom Nachri. So Shmuel is saying, since they're not able to make an Erev with each other, they also can't be Mevatel Rishus. And that's what bothered, and that's why Toyba Reb Lazar, that's what bothered Reb Lazar about this psak. What did we say? The guy comes home in the middle of Shabbos, okay, quick, do a Schiris Rishus, even in the middle of Shabbos. What's it going to help? My Erev is Batel already anyway. No, you'll be able to do a Bittel Rishus. How can I do a Bittel Rishus if I'm not eligible to make an Erev? And you're not eligible to make an Erev when there's a Nachri there. So how can we suggest that you do a Bittel Rishus? So says Vidas Me'etmal, if the case is that the guy came already on Erev Shabbos, so Logar Me'etmal, then why do we call that they're Osir Ve'in Ma'arvin? By doing Schiris Rishus, they would be able to do an Erev. So Elalav, what's the case that Shmuel is talking about? The Asa B'Shabbata, that the guy came on Shabbos, meaning our case. V'katani Osrin Ve'in Ma'arvin Ein Mevatlin. And we said that's exactly what Shmuel was talking about when he said that if people Asar on each other, like two Jews that live in a Chatzar together with Nachri Asar on each other, but Ein Ma'arvin, because there's a Nachri that lives in that chatzar also, so Ein Mevatlin, they're not able to do Bittel Rishus to each other, because you can only Bittel Rishus, according to Shmuel, can only be done in situations where they could have made an Eruv when Shabbos started. And so that's against what the Amoraim told that we started the daf with, said to do a Schiris Rishus from the Nachri, and then do a Bittel Rishus. And Rabbi Yochanan was maskim to that psak. So from Shmuel, you see against Rabbi Yochanan. So Shmamina, so we see that must have been what bothered Reb Lazar very much, and that Rabbi Yochanan's psak goes against the shita of Shmuel. Okay, so now we know that we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. Can you do a bittel rishus in this kind of circumstance when the guy shows up in the middle of Shabbos? So how do we paskin in such a machlokes? So Rabbi Chananel on Amud Aleph says that even though the Gemara proves from Shmuel that Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan and he asks doing the Schir on Shabbos, but the Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because whenever you have Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan. That's a klal in Shas. And Tosos quotes this from Rabbeinu Chananel again in Amud Aleph and gives another reason because of the other klal, Halacha k'divrei mekel be'eruv, meaning you don't even need to rely on specific klalim about these specific amoraim. Whenever it's a machlokas in Erev and Halacha k'divrei mekel be'eruv. However, Tosos quotes the Ri that derives from a Gemara and Daf Ayinam and Beis, it's a medayit from Lashon the Brisa that the Gemara quotes over there, that if a Nachri lived in a Chatzar and dies on Shabbos, that the Bnei Chatzar are not allowed to be metaltel even by being mevatel Rishus to each other, because on Erev Shabbos, when the Nachri was alive, they would not have been able to do tiltel al yidei Eruv. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who allows you to be socher Rishus on Shabbos, we see that just like their mutter betiltel, if the Nachri comes on Shabbos al yidei Schirus followed by Bittel, so Bittel alone should work if the Nachri dies. Because if he dies, then you don't even need a Schirus. So it turns out from that Braisa that we learned from there that Bittel does not work if the Nachri dies, that we must not paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So that's why the Ri says from another Sugya, it seems very clear that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So then Tos writes that even though Rabbi Yochanan is Matir, if the Nachri dies, Al Yidei Bittel, it could be explained the Diyuk Lashon of the Braisa from that we learned from the Gemara over there to Aser, that is coming to tell me that about something else, not about this case of Meis Nachri, but nevertheless, since the Gemara says a stam that this din that the Bryce is coming to teach me, we learn that must be the maskana la halacha ta aserit. So la halacha, how do we paskin? So again, Rabbeinu Chananel thinks that we paskin l'kula because of a general klal Shmuel versus Rabbi Yochanan. You're always going to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and furthermore, Tos says we paskin l'kula because halacha divrei mekel ba'avel. But the Ri says no, based on the Braisa that we'll see in a few days from now, it sounds not that way. It sounds that we're going to paskin l'chumra in this case. Okay, now the Gemara goes to discuss that which Shmuel said, that a place that is osun u'ma'arvin is also mevatlin. So Amar Rav Yosef, lo shmiel li hashmaita. I never heard this halacha in the name of Shmuel, that if you have two chatzeros, zu l'fnimisu, where the pnimis is able to be mevatl to the chitzona, the drisa regal that it has. Why? Because it's osrin, they asra on the b'nei chitzona, and they're ma'arvin, they're able to join together in the same Erev. So Mela, they're eligible for Bitzel Rishos. So Amalei Abai says, you never heard that? At Amrin Nehalan, you're the one that taught it to us. That happens all the time, as we've seen many times already in Shas, that Rav Yosef says, I never heard of such a thing, and Abaye is always the one to remind him, because Rav Yosef forgot so much of his learning when he got sick, when he got older, so Abaye was always there to remind him. The cover that Abaye would show Rav Yosef to always push him along and be able to, because Shivrei Luchos are also Menachem Ba'aron. The Gemara says you have to be Mechabi to Talmud Chacham Sheshachach Talmudo as well, and the Rayas from the Shivrei Luchos that were also placed in the Aron. So Abaye reminded him, At Amr Ne'alan, you told us this halach in the name of Shmuel, Va'aham Ne'alan, and it was in the following context. Damer Shmuel ain't bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer, ve'ein bitul rishus bechurva. That Shmuel holds, you can't do bitul rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer, nor can you do bitul rishus in a churva. Let's say there's instead of a chatzer between two houses, you have a churva between two houses. So the only way you could be mishtamish in that churva is by making an eruv between them. And if you don't make an eruv by doing a bitul rishus, it's not going to help, because the chacham are mesakin the din of bitul rishus dafka by chatzeros, but because chatzeros were the what they primarily used on a regular basis. They wouldn't use the churv. I mean, the chatzeros were something, we live in a pretty cold climate, so our backyards are only usable for X number of months a year. People live in warmer climates, so their chatzeros were like their yards that became mamish, like part of their house. It was part of how they lived. So they did a lot of their normal tashmishim in the chatzer. So that's where there's a concept of bitul rishus in a place like a chatzer. That's how Rashi explains. And that's the reason that there's no bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer. That it's only the chatzer that's in front of your house, which is your ikar tashmish. But some other chatzer, what does that have to do with you? The Chazon Ish just writes that the reason there's no bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer may be different. It's because it could be that you can't consider it the guy that you're mevatel your rishus to as the bala chatzer if he doesn't have really any connection to your chatzer. That only if he's a shutaf in it can you be mevatel rishus to him, where he's considered like a real bailin. Anyway, va'amit lan Allah. So you told us about Shmuel's comment that ki amr Shmuel ein bitul rishus mechatzer mechatzer lo amran ella shtei chatzeros upesach echad beinehen. That when Shmuel says that there's no bitul rishus from one chatzer to another, that's something that if you have two chatzeros that open up into rishus rabim and they also open up into each other, so they don't aser on each other because they don't have to pass through each other to get to the rishus rabim. So therefore, they're not able to be mevatel rishus to each other. Aval zulif nemizu. But if you have two chatzeros, one inside of the other, mitoksha osun zalze. Since the bnei apnimis aser on the bnei achitzona, the people in the inner chatzer have the right of passage through the outer chatzer. So mevatelin. So the bnei apnimis have the ability to be mevatel to the bnei achitzona their drisas haregel, and therefore they could do a bitul rishus. So amlei, so Rav Yosef said back to Abai, ana amina mishvei d'shmuel hachi. I said such a thing in the name of Shmuel. Vamar Shmuel. But what about the fact that Shmuel said ein lanu be'eruvin ela kolashon mishnasenu, that we're not allowed to add more heterim to eruvin beyond what it says in the Mishnah, and you could be medayik from the lashon of the Mishnah. We're going to have a samach tesam beis when it talks about bitul rishus. The Mishnah is going to say Anshei Chotzer, Sheshach HaChechon Mehem V'lo Irev. It's going to talk about Anshei Chotzer, where one of them didn't participate in the Eruv. That his house is going to be Asr L'Hachnus L'Otzi Lo Ulahem for everybody, but Nasan Lo Rishusan, that's the din of Bitul Rishus. Hu Mutter Vehein Asurin. So Anshei Chotzer V'lo Anshei Chatzeros. It says Anshei Chotzer. It doesn't say Anshei Chatzeros. So if all the Mishnah is willing to be makel with is that there's a din of Bitul Rishus within a chatzer, how can we be mosif on the lashon? The Mishnah Shmuel taught us that ein lanu be'erivin el lashon kelashon Mishnah seinu, and the Mishnah only allows with one chatzer, not with two chatzeros. So how could I have possibly said that there's a din of bitul rishus even from one chatzer to another? So Amalei Abaye says ki amr l'mishmei d'Shmuel ein lanu be'erivin el kelashon Mishnah seinu. Aha amitlan shamavil chatzeros kachatzel batim. No, when you taught us that halacha that Shmuel says that you can't add any heterim beyond what the lashon of the Mishnah says that's not a rule throughout all of Erevin. You taught that in a very specific context about a different Mishnah. So over here in this Mishnah, ein achinami, even though it says anshei chatzer, it could even be anshei chatzeros, where we're going to allow bitul rishos, because the rule of ein lanu el beirvin el klashim mishnah seinu was only said in the context of the Mishnah that we're going to have in daf ayin gimel and beis, that a mavi lechatzeros is kachatzer lebatim, that just like you can't carry from batim to a chatzer, so too you can't be motzi from chatzeros to a mavoi. And that's where you said in the name of Shmuel that we can only be matir a mavoi through a lechi or a korah if it has at least two chatzeros, each with at least two batim that open up into it, because that's the way, that's the lashon the Mishnah used to describe the neighborhood, that it's mavoi lechatzeros and chatzeros to batim, that there are multiple chatzeros in each mavoi and multiple batim in each chatzer, and that's the only way it's gonna actually work to be matir mavui. But don't be medayik about the Mishnah Samach Tes about bitul rishus. Nah, bitul rishus could even happen with multiple chatzeros. Okay, gufa. Now going back to what Shmuel had said. Amar Shmuel, ein bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer, vein bitul rishus mechorva. Shmuel said there's no bitul rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer, and there's also no bitul rishus in a chorva. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he disagrees. Yesh bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer, v'yesh bitul rishus mechorva. So it's Sricha. Why do they have to tell me this machlokas both regarding chatzer lechatzer and regarding a churva? Meaning, especially since the way we explained B'Shem Rashi before, that it's all the same basic idea, that a churva is not a place of ikar tashmisho, and therefore they never were misakin bitul rishus, and chatzer lechatzer, one guy's chatzer is not his neighbor's chatzer, is not his neighbor's chatzer, and therefore it's not his ikar tashmisho of his neighbor. So it's the same basic premise. So diashmin mechatzer lechatzer ba'akamer Shmuel, I would have said Shmuel doesn't allow bitul rishus from one chatzer to the other, mishum da tashmisho luchud va tashmisho luchud, because each chatzer serves its own residence, so there's no shaychus from one chatzer to the other. Aval churva de tashmisho chad l'tarvayu, but the case of the churva is that there is a churva located between two batim, so both batim use the churva equally. Say mamodi le Rabbi Yochanan, I might think that Shmuel would be moda that you're able to do a bitul rishus in such circumstances. V'chiyat mar baha, and if when we said this, and if it only would have told us the salach, this machlokas by the churba, I would say bahakam Rabbi Yochanan. That's where Rabbi Yochanan allows for bitul rishus. Aval bahach, but from chatzel chatzel, modle the Shmuel, I would think Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Shmuel. Tzricha, that's why we need to be told this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, both by a churva between two batim as well as mechatzel chatzer. Amar Rabbi, hard amar Shmuel ein bitul rishus mechatzel chatzer lo amran el b'shtei chatzeros upesach echad b'nehen. When Shmuel says you cannot be mevatul rishus from one chatzer to the other chatzer, that's talking about where you have two chatzeros that are independent of each other. They each go out into the Rishus Harabim, and there's a passageway between them. So you want to be Mevatel Rishus from one to the other. Since they don't aser on each other, you can't. Because again, Shmuel's rule is, if you want to be Mevatel Rishus, you have to aser on each other, and you have to be eligible for an Erev with each other. So over here, they're eligible for an Erev with each other, but they don't aser on each other. But if you have two Chatzeros, one inside of the other, so since the members of the inner Chatzer aser on the members of the outer Chatzer, because they have Drisa Saragel, so therefore they're eligible for bitul rishus. And Rava Amar, that he disagrees. Afilu shtei chaser zulu flimizu, pamim mevatan, pamim mevatan. It's not an ironclad rule. Even when you have some two chateros, one inside of the other, they're not always eligible for bitul rishus. Ketzad, what's he talking about? So we're going to give four permutations, four examples. Nasnu eruvim bechitzona. Let's imagine they put an eruv where they join together. They put an eruv in the outer chater. And v'shachach echad bein min apnimis. That's case one, that the eruv is in the outer chater and a member of the inner chater forgot to participate. Ubein min achitzona. Case two, the eruv is located in the outer chatzer, and a member of the outer chatzer forgot to participate. V'lo iriv shtei anasurus. Then no one is allowed to be metaltel, and bitul rishus is not going to help, and we'll explain why. Nasnu eruvin bepnimis. If the eruv was placed in the inner chatzer, so case number three is now v'shachechem pnimis v'lo eruv, and a member of the inner chatzer forgot to participate in the eruv. Shtei anasurus. Also, it's going to be also metaltel. Case number four, if the eruv is in the pnimis, but v'shach then Pnimis Muteres v'chitzona asura. Then the Pnimis is going to be muter by being mevatel the by the bnei by al yidei bitul rishus the Bnei HaChitzon being Vatal Rishus that they have in the Pnimus, and that's going to help, and then the Chitzon is going to be Aser, but it will at least help for the members of the Pnimus. So now we explain each of these four halachos. If the Erev is located in the Chitzon, so cases number 1 and 2, and a member of either one of the Chatzeros did not participate, Shtei and Asuros. Why? Harba Pnimus Lema Nevatel, because the guy in the Pnimus who forgot to participate in the Erev, who's he going to be mvatel is Rishus too. Levatel b'nei Pnimus. What, he's going to be mvatel to the other members of the Pnimus? Lesa l'ravayu gabayu. There's no Erev in the Pnimus. It's in the Aruch Chatzar. So levatel b'nei Chitzona, what, he'll be mvatel Rishus to the b'nei Chitzona? Ein b'tel Rishus b'chatzal l'chatzar. He's not in the Chitzona. He's in the inner Chatzar. He can't be mvatel Rishus from one to the other. Hay bar Chitzona l'man levatel. Case number 2. The Erev is in the Chitzona. One of the members of the Chitzona was not mvatel Rishus. What should he do? Levatel b'nei Chitzona, he can Pnimus to Asra Alayu. He can't be Mvatel Rishus to the other members of the Chitzona because the members of the Pnimus still have a Drisa Regel. Levatel b'nei Pnimus, he's going to be Mvatel to the b'nei Pnimus. Ein b'tel Rishus mechatzel l'chatzel. There is no b'tel Rishus from one chatzel to the other. Nasnoi Reuven b'Pnimus, if the Erev was in the inner chatzel, v'shach hechem and Pnimus below Erev, shtei and Asuros, and a member of the inner chatzel did not participate in the Erev, they're both going to be Asra because Haibar Pnimus l'man Nevatel. Liftel b'nei Pnimus, he can't be mvatel to the other b'nei Pnimus because he could chitzona to asra alayu. The chitzona asers on them. Liftel b'nei chitzona, ain't bitul rishos mechatzer l'chatzer. He can't be mvatel to the b'nei chitzona because there's no bitul rishos from one chatzer to the other chatzer. So that leaves us with only case number 4. And we're right in the middle. Some of Hashem will pick up on the top of Samuel Zayim Naman Aleph with case number 4, which is the primary reason we're bringing all of this. Okay.